iOS 14 for Apple Gear. Now, firstly, before we get into the updates, for people who don't know, can you explain what iOS is?
iOS is the operating system for iPhones and iPads. So there's an update for it comes out every year. I've actually been using iOS 14 for a while now. I think it's a lot better than iOS 13, which caused issues all year since it's been out. iOS 14, they seem to have cleaned a lot of those up. It's a large update. It's over 2 gig in size, so make sure you've got enough room to install it. And don't let your phone go to sleep as well. That's one big tip I'll give. Because it's so big, you need a solid internet connection to download it. But don't let your phone go to sleep while it's downloading. People have been running into issues where, and it just won't install for some reason. Lots of new features in there, including widgets, which Android's had for a long, long time. But a couple of good security things on there, Darren. People who install it will notice occasionally a green or an orange dot that appears at the top of your screen.
Right.
Now, if you see there's a green dot, it means there's an app that's actually using your iPhone's camera. And if you see an orange dot, there's an app that's using your microphone.
Really?
Yes. So what you can do then is you can go along and say, well, hang on, what apps are actually using it? So you go to the control center, and all these instructions will be going up on the website by the end of the week. And you can say, well, that app's actually using my microphone when I didn't want it to.
Yeah.
You can revoke access to the microphone or revoke access to the camera. So they're doing some really good privacy things out there now.
Okay, so look out for the green or orange dots.
That's it.
All right. Now, Telstra trying to stamp out government scam texts.
I think this is really good. There's been a few fake texts around ever since. There's a lot of fake texts around, we've got to say. And people will go along and open them. 98% of people always open up a link in a text message, and you've got to stop doing that. So we've got messages coming supposedly from Centrelink or MyGov. They've got malicious links which will go along and want to get your personal data on there as well. So Telstra are doing a good job at stamping these out for the network users on there, and I hope the other telcos follow. They're already blocking about 1 million scam calls a month, and believe it or not, 20 million emails every day.
Wow. And I tell you what, I've actually got one. I'll just click on my screen here. I haven't opened it. So I'll just go to my Gmail account. And, yeah, this one came through. Okay, so this is, it's been sent from someone called Alexina, and I don't even know how to pronounce it, C-H-V-A-T.
Good old Alexina.
Alexina, who says, you place requital with the amount of $9,316.94, and so should I automatically just delete that, or shouldn't I click on it at all?
You shouldn't once you see that sort of thing, you shouldn't really do anything at all.
Do anything,
You're in Gmail, which is very, very safe.
Yeah.
Is that in your spam folder or your inbox?
No, it's come into my inbox.
Right. So what you do is you right-click on it, or you place a click and you flag it as spam.
Okay, I'll do that.
And you won't get it again.
All right, thank you. So 20 million suspicious emails every day. Wow.
Every day that are coming in.
Yeah. All right, now, think before you post.
Might sound a simple statement, doesn't it, Darren?
Yeah.
But many people don't ever do that. Posting on social media, have a good look about what you're posting. Tony Abbott recently posted his boarding pass, and a person was able to actually extract his passport and phone number just off the boarding pass.
Wow.
So, you know, Tony, let's be honest. Tony Abbott, a lot of government ministers, not that bright when it comes to technology or anything about posting on social media. We've got to say that. But it's a good, you know, it's a good point to make to go along and say, have a good look at what you're posting on social media. We get parents on there who will post birth certificates of their kids when they're born on there as well. I wouldn't be doing that because that actually sets kids up for identity theft later on down the track as well. And, you know, we've got the school, after the school holidays, what happens on social media? We go along and we post photos of the kids going back to school.
Mm.
We want to make sure that everybody can see them. We put their names up there. We make it all public so people know the names of the kids. And, you know, it's not a great idea to do that. Even though you're very proud parents, don't post it publicly. post it just a couple of selected friends if you must post it at all. But think about things before you put them on social media and look in the background of things as well. So if you've got personal items in there, you might not want to post these things.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you mentioned, rightly so, just, you know, if you're going to send something, send it to your close friends or family.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's nothing to stop them then forwarding it to someone else, and it's just, you
know, right.
Cut it off at the source and don't do it. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Heaps of great information, particularly about those iOS upgrades for Apple gear. Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. So, Port Adelaide, so you play first week of finals, you play
Geelong?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday night.
All right.
Yes, Thursday week at the Adelaide Oval.
All right. Have a great week, mate. See you later.
Thanks, Aaron.